T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ron, I've now become obsessed with the Seattle hockey nickname. I see we're not only Sockeyes and Kraken, which is unbelievable, and I'm starting to like it. I see the Seattle Sea Lions, the Seattle Metropolitans, the Seattle Steelheads, the Seattle Renegades. I think I mentioned Steelheads twice. And what I didn't think of, and I happen to think is the greatest nickname of any professional team in sports history, the Supersonics. Since they no longer are there, I think I'd vote for that one, the Seattle Supersonics. You?
That's because you're an NBA guy, you know? Why do you have to have an NBA name? Tell me that.
It's not you're about the NBA. It's about the you're name itself, the Supersonics.
You're an NBA guy, and everything is, you know, like Pompeiani, everything you do is orchestra. I mean, you're leaning towards the NBA. They want their own nickname. They don't want somebody else's nickname.
It would be their own, but it would be the greatest nickname in the history of sports and one that means a lot to that city. By the way, I'm looking at the Space Needle there. Did you and your daughter have lunch there? Were you in that revolving Space Needle?
We walked by it. It was a cloudy, rainy day, as you might, as you often get in Seattle, and we determined it wasn't worth the exorbitant cost to go up to it when we couldn't really see anything.
All right, well, let's batten down the hatches here, Ron. It's time for an MLB preview. Let's check in with our own little stallion horse back at the stable to make sure that he's got this all locked down and he's going to record it. And how about keeping this one backed up, horse, so we don't lose this time capsule? Can you make an MP3 and put it in your home files so we don't lose it? Are you ready?
I have this being backed up by the federal government, Joe. It'll be good.
Well, then it's sure to be lost. Ron, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Let's go with division winners first. Wait a second. I just saw something here, Ron. There's a little note. Oh, it was what Hagman just said. Josh Harrison is now on the loose. Would you be interested if you were the Pirates?
Man, I don't know. I'm not big on going home again. I don't know how much he has left. But, you know, obviously a great team guy, a great clubhouse guy. I would look at him. Just if your scouts think he has anything left.
I'd look at him, yes. They've got guys I literally had never heard of like 3 days ago.
Did you ever hear of Philip Evans who hit that home run the other night?
No. Did you ever hear
of John Ryan
Murphy?
I had. No, I heard of him, but I hadn't heard of Philip Evans.
Wait, you had heard of John Ryan Murphy?
Yeah, it's one of those three-name guys like Billy Bob Smith. That stuck in my mind for some reason.
Yeah, I'd go after Josh Harrison. And also congratulations to Neil Walker for making the Phillies. And I think it is.
Yeah, how about that?
NL.
He only needs like eight or nine days to get 10 years into big leagues. And that's a big deal for your pension.
All right, Ron. Here we go. Horse, all systems go here. This is the time capsule. This will be replayed. When's the season over, Ron? When's the regular season over?
2 months, end of September.
By the end of September, okay. We'll be playing this at the end of September. Last year, I remember, by the way, you got 5 of the 6 division winners right. You look like a genius in our baseball time capsule. You remember that?
I thought I had all 6 of them right, didn't I?
Did you?
I think so.
All 6? Here we go then. You go first. Now, AL East,
now,
who you got?
Now, let me. We're doing Pirates stuff tomorrow, correct?
Correct.
Okay, now let's go. I'll go first in one league, and then you go first in the other league. How about that?
That sounds delicious. AL East, who you got?
I got to go with the New York Yankees. Adding Cole now, I'm going with the Yankees.
Me too. I mean, this is the greatest show on earth. Are you kidding me? Judge, Gleyber Torres, Stanton, Garrett Cole, Chapman, when he comes back, people want to write him off, Ron. All he had was 85 strikeouts in 57 innings last year. This is the team you want to see. This is unbelievable. AL Central, who you got?
I got to go with my man, Terry Francona. I think that lineup is really good, and the pitching is a little better. Hey, my kid tells me she's in Seattle now. She said it's Kraken is what was picked. I don't know. I haven't seen that yet. This is what she's reporting to me. The Seattle
that
Kraken.
That is awesome. That is awesome. It's a fictional octopus, Ron. They just named their team after a fictional octopus.
Now, that's what she said. She's an unofficial reporter here, but that's what she's reporting live from Seattle.
I love that. All right. AL Central. I'm going Twins. You're going Indians. I'm going Twins. I think the bomb squad, they lost a few guys, but they hit more home runs than any team in history, and they've also added a few veteran pitchers, and they added Josh Donaldson as well. So I really like them, but I think it'll be a good race. AL West.
I'm going with the Houston Astros, the Cheaters again. I still think they're the best team, even though they lose Garrett Cole.
I agree. The rotation is getting up there a little bit, but when you start with Altuve, Bregman, Alvarez, that's a pretty good
team. Pretty good lineup.
I agree. All right. National League, I'll go first here. National League East, I'm going with the Nationals. That was just, I saw MLB.com, I think, wrote this. Best rotation in baseball. Come on. You got Scherzer, Strasburg, Corbin, Sanchez, Voth right off the top. I think that they're going to win that division based on the strength of their pitching, put quite simply, Ron.
Yeah, I got Washington too, Joe.
NL Central, I'm going with the Reds. You talk about a good rotation. They've got one. They also added guys, Moustakas, Castellanos, couple other guys in their order, and they already had some pretty good hitters. I think Joey Votto, with all that help around him, bounces back in a big way. They're a popular pick, the Reds, I've noticed, and I'm going to go with the crowd here. I'm taking Cincy. You?
Yeah, this is a hard one. If you ask me who's going to finish last, it would have been an easy call. But the other four teams, I think, are right there. I'm going to go with Milwaukee again.
Why?
It is the Seattle Kraken. There you go. My kid was right. I just see it on Twitter from Seattle Times, the Kraken. You like it, Joe? You like it.
I'm telling you, it's growing on me. In some ways, it's the most ridiculous and indecipherable nickname in the history of pro sports. Nobody, I guarantee, 90% of the people you would ask right now before they read the stories, what does Kraken mean? They would have no idea.
And it's set to debut in October of 2021. And do you know what their arena is called? Are you ready? You know this, don't you?
No. What is it called?
Climate Pledge Arena.
Wow. I guess
that's a mouthful. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Climate Pledge Arena.
I think Matt Murray will enjoy playing there, Ron.
All right, go to the National League West.
I mean, it's the National League equivalent of the Yankees. It's the Dodgers. Bellinger and Betts are a nice start, right? Kershaw's a nice start. They're going to win that division, Ron, right?
Yeah, I got them too, Joe. I do.
All right. Up next, let's go with our wild cards. And here's what we're going to do.
Now, how many are we picking? Are we picking two or five?
That's exactly what I was just going to explain. I'm going to give you some extra time here. And we're going to go five in order. So the first two would have been your two if there were only two, but it's looking like five. So that'll be next. We're going to pick our wild cards for our MLB time capsule. It's Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.